So let's join with Mulana Musa Akuri Damat Barakatu, who is there currently for the Hajj 1445. Hazrat Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana Sahib, it's a great honor to have you on our program. And for the Hajj 1445, all the way over the airwaves, Allah has made it possible. Mulana, what's your experiences for this past week? It's been a week till we've last connected.
Alhamdulillah, the momentum is building up. And, you know, we also having programs with our Hajis in the different areas to create that spiritual momentum for the days that we have all been waiting for, you know, and many of the Hajis, it's a lifelong dream, and this is the first time that they will be performing their Hajj. So the excitement now, you know, is almost coming to its zenith and its peak, and we get another day away. It's tomorrow, and then inshallah, Friday morning, I'll be proceeding to Mina, inshallah.
Inshallah. And tomorrow is the, so it's tomorrow exactly, inshallah, the Hujjaj will be on their journey as such. And any special moments, Mulana Musa Akuri wants to share with us, inshallah. We've just got a few minutes left. I think today was, there was a bit of difficulty.
I couldn't hear you so well, but basically, you're speaking about special moments. Yes, you know what, the entire journey of Hajj is a journey of special moments. And this is a journey in which there's absolute ishq and there's absolute love. And it's unlike any other journey. You know, there are journeys that people undertake in the world for the purpose of business or for the purpose of leisure and pleasure or entertainment, sightseeing, holidays, or they go for business, you know, or for educational purposes. But this one here is just purely, you know, in all its forms, it's the essence. It is a spiritual journey. And the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, it also got so much virtue because you have the salat that is performed in there, you have charity that is taken out, you have qurbani that is made, you have Hajj, a pillar that is fulfilled. You have the virtue of the Psalm of Arafat for the non-Hajjis, which gives you an element of fasting as well. So all the basic fundamentals become alive, you know, during these 10 days. And it is full of barakah and full of blessings, alhamdulillah. So, yes, the momentum is there. And then from the spiritual angle, the love and devotion that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, the fortitude, the strength, the courage, the patience, the resoluteness of this family from the father to the son had manifested and displayed itself. And all the manasik of Hajj revolve around the noble actions of this family. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam came and he left his family in the barren desert. And he said, Rabbi inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri zizra'in inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana li yuqimu salah. Oh, my Rabb, I have made my family to dwell in an uncultivated valley near your sacred house. Rabbana li yuqimu salah. Oh, our Rabb, so that they may establish salat. Fajal afiratam min al-nas tahwi ilayhim. So make a group of people that are inclined towards them. So, this was one sacrifice that he left his son and he left his wife in a barren desert. There was no habitation living there. And what was then going to become the greatest spiritual center in the world for the Muslim Ummah because of the sacrifice of his family? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Baytullah. Wa iz yarfa'u Ibrahim al-qawa'ida min al-bayti wa Ismail. When Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Ismail ala Nabi, you know, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail ala Nabi, you know, when they built the Baytullah, then Allah Ta'ala declares that in the noble Quran, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. And then when they walked around the Baytullah to inspect it, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua, and he said, ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. And he said that Allah sent, Allah accepted from us. One is our qabiliyat, our capability, and one is qubuliyat, an acceptance from Allah. More than our capability, the qubuliyat and acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plays a much more signified role. And so you find that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua. And then at that particular time, hundreds of years before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made a dua and he said, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. He said, oh Allah, send for them, from among them, a messenger of Allah who will present the book to them, that is a noble Quran. And وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and he will teach them wisdom, teach them the book, the noble Quran, teach them wisdom as well. And where you zakih him, and he shall purify them as well. So bearing all these things in mind, you know, the dua was made by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the prophetic duties were explained in this particular dua. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a noble Quran. When the entire Arabia was plunged into darkness, and people went to the extent of burying their daughters alive, at that particular time, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy unto entire humanity, not only for the Arabs, for entire humanity. And now you see that humanity here in the plains of Arafat, when the Muslims will be, you know, when the Muslims are present here from all parts of the world. You want to hear the name Sierra Leone, Togo, you know, Nigeria, you want to hear the name Tajikistan, Uzbekistan. There's quite a few of the Hajis who have the names of their countries written on their clothes. Many of them have their ihrams also with an embroidery of the country from which they come, like Indonesia or Malaysia, etc. And then you'll find that Muslims have come from all over the world. And that was a call of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, which Allah loves so much, these actions of his, that they become a part of the manasik of Hajj. I mean, you take, for example, the circumambulation, the tawaf of the Baytullah. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam walked around the Baytullah to inspect it, making the dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved it so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained it through his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for entire ummah, the spiritual center of the world, and it's called the nucleus. And everybody from all sides, with the Kaaba Sharif, is where the manifestations, the tajalliyat, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends every moment. That 120 of these anwar descend on the Baytullah at any given time. You know, 60 are for those who are making tawaf, 40 are for those who are performing salat in its precincts, and 20 are for those who just look at the Baytullah. You never ever get tired of what is crying. You never ever get tired of drinking water. You'll never ever get tired of 13 is looking at the Baytullah. So much love and affection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it the spiritual center for the mu'min, where they congregate and come and cling onto the Baytullah as if they are clinging to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, and they are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then the running between Safa and Marwa, or the performance of the Umrah, Allah loved the act of Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam. For the men of this Ummah, they would still pace up and down in Rabbi Khfir Warham Wa Antal A'azul Akram. That is what they will recite when they're going between the Milani Akhbarain, the two green lights. They'll go on to Mount Safa, they'll go on to Mount Safa, Mount Marwa, and in between they replicate and follow the Quran Sharif ayat. And I always, you know, have this Quran Sharif ayat alive in my heart. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. You enjoy it so much. And then you go and drink some Zamzam water. After you drink the Zamzam water. This is a blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Nabi Ismail alayhi salam out of his thirst. And the sacrifice to the family. Allah said, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, who just flapped his wings on one part of the earth there when baby Ismail was crying, you know, in the agonies of thirst, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let flow the pour, the gushing well of Zamzam with all its beautiful and noble qualities, that at the speed at which it's taken out, at a faster pace it is filled. And I myself, I've seen huge buildings built around the Baytullah. And, you know, normally you would find that, these like the Zamzam towers, etc., they've got the foundations are very, 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 very deep, you know, and they've got basements, etc. But in spite of all that, they never picked up a stream of the Zamzam well. So this Zamzam well, they say, you know, it's from the Hajri Aswad directly to the well of Zamzam. So such is the virtue, you know, of the Zamzam water. Zamzam lima shuribar. The Zamzam is for whatever intent and whatever purpose you drink it. So in spite of all the huge buildings there, they never found the source. And all we can say is that it's a miraculous water. And studies have been made on it that out of all the amino acids and the essential nutrients to be found in water, there's only minus one, you know, short of only one. So you can imagine it serves the purpose of Tom food. So the sacrifice of this family brought that also into its existence. And then when we go into Mina now, we're going to be reliving the experience of Ibrahim alayhi salam encountering the and then reciting Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, you know, and pelting the shaitan. So you can imagine now that also Allah loves so much, that hundreds of thousands of pilgrims from all parts of the world will merge onto Mina, you know, on the 10th again, returning from Muzdalifah, and they will go and pelt the big shaitan, seven pebbles. And then they have had some responsibilities on that day. Then they will come back to Mina again. And then on the 11th day, they have pelt all three shaitans. And Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that you perform your tawaf is yarat, you come to me. Remember, go back to Mina. Shaitan shall never ever leave you. You have to go now and take him on again. And then that's not all. The following 3 days you do that as well. So on the 12th of Zil Hijjah, we're going to tell the three shaitans again. And then فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأْخَرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So further than that, for people who have taqwa, you know what I mean, they don't have to hasten. Then they just go and then complete the pelting on the sixth day of Hajj, which is the 13th of Zil Hijjah, the last day of Ayyam al-Tashriq. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, you know, the bounden duty of Hajj is over. It was such a lifelong dream, you know. Each one walks away after pelting the big shaitan, where you make no dua, with different emotions. So you can imagine what it is like at that particular time. So alhamdulillah, the trip is now coming on, you know, with all its excitement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, give us the true nuraniyat, the true ruhaniyat, the true spirituality should emanate from Hajj. And then the glorious name of Allah, Fakabbir, and magnify the greatness of your Lord. The Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak, what's going to be recited. This Labbaik is so dynamic that it is mentioned 4 times in one sentence. I'm present. So a person in utmost love and ecstasy repeatedly calls out, you know, that I'm present, oh Allah, I'm present. It's a display of affection and display of love. Then he keeps on calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are two other statements that he makes. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, and innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Ya Allah, I stand in this important places, this manasik of Hajj, and I make this big proclamation for which Nabi Ibrahim a.s. was born into the house of idolatry, where his father made idols. And then Nabi Ibrahim a.s., you know, he fought against the people of his time. He broke the idols. And
it seems like we lost Mulana.
And then Allah Ta'ala said, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh, fire become cool and peaceful unto Ibrahim alayhi salam. So I always tell the Hadith, I say that, you know, if you look at the air conditioning system, perhaps that's the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala had given him you know, what you desire. Because at the back of the air conditioner, there are two wires that are coming in, a positive and a negative. And if you hold it with your naked hand, then you'll know what the vibration will go through your body and how you can be electrocuted. So there's fire at one end, and on the other end, it's cool and peaceful. So this is the very, very same principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made that area air-conditioned for him in the midst of all the fiery fire, you know, the fierce fire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with that.
Ameen.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's the wisdom, there isn't the time to go through it regarding, you know, the qurbani of his son. And then how they recited Allahu Akbar. So Allah loved that also so much that today we going to the plains of Mina, or you know, and then when we're marching off to Arafat to the ninth from Mina, we already start reading from the Fajr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. So the Haji walks with two proclamations. The one is Labbaik, and the second one is the Takbir al-Tashriq during the Ayyam al-Tashriq. So how beautiful, you know, the manifestations of Allah's Nur, the call of the Hajis, the simultaneous cry, and the longing and clinging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begging for forgiveness. That is so wonderful, dear.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. Yeah. We're looking forward to meeting with you on Saturday, inshallah, at about 3 o'clock, inshallah, for the dua at Arafah, inshallah. That will be our next meeting, inshallah. We appreciate the special time taken out for us. Please kindly make dua for us and the ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.